Well, let me invite you to join me as we read together from the Gospel of Matthew, the account of the entry of Jesus into the city of Jerusalem for that last time, that last week of his life. We find it in Matthew chapter 21, beginning with verse 1. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the tree and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" And the crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Let's pray together. Lord, indeed, this is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee. But indeed, much more than that, the Messiah, the answer to our prayers, and the hope of the world. Grant us grace in these moments, we pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. I was thinking the other day about places where Sue and I have lived. You ever do that? You ever think back to places that you have been and homes that you've lived in and things of that sort? And you kind of go back to those places in your memory and you remember some of the experiences that you had in that place and maybe even some of the relationships that took place in the neighborhood. But then there comes a time when you are going to move on and you sell the place and hopefully you sell the place and you move on. You know, that feeling of when the deal is done and the closing is complete and you put the keys on the kitchen counter and the car's running and you walk out and you close the door behind you and you know you're never going to go back to that place again, you know, because things have changed. Sometimes it happens with employment settings the same sort of way. You come to that spot where a transition is happening and you wrap things up and you depart that day and you know that maybe you will never see those particular people again. So there's a way of things happening that happened for us for a first time and for a second time and a third time. But there's something very important about particular moments in time when things begin to change. And we take those things that change in our lives and we begin to use them as places for our memories to be connected one to another. Sometimes there are some last moments that happen to us in relationships. Sometimes there's a last moment that we know about when we know this is going to be a final goodbye or a last hug or a last handshake. And other times there are relationships that come to a close and we don't even know exactly what happened. Maybe there was some kind of dispute or disagreement or maybe just out of neglect, but things began to change. And those moments when things began to change are important for us. Holy Week is all about things that change. Holy Week is all about the last things that happened in the life of Jesus. So we're going to walk through this week and we're going to think about all the last things that happened. Today we're remembering the last time that he entered into Jerusalem. We're going to see him for the last time at the temple. We're going to see him for the last time teaching his disciples. We're going to see the last time that he shared a Passover meal. We're going to gather with him in sadness and sorrow as the crowd cries out for Barabbas while Jesus is condemned to death. And we're even going to go for those last moments on the cross. And we're going to hear the last words that he spoke. And we're even going to hear him take his last breath. Last things are important for us. And this is one of those last things as Jesus enters into Jerusalem. He entered into Jerusalem in a very unique way. You remember he sent out his disciples. They were there in the community of Bethesda, just a couple of miles from Jerusalem. The disciples, along with Jesus, might have spent the night with Mary and Martha and Lazarus. We don't know exactly what happened there, but they lived there in that community. And he sent the disciples ahead and said, you will find a donkey there with a colt, and you bring them to me. If anyone asks you what you want, just tell them that the Lord needs it, and they'll make it available. And they did. And so the disciples were faithful. And as they brought that donkey to Jesus, he laid cloaks on them, and he got on him, and he began to ride into the city, and the people began to honor him by taking off their coats and placing them down before him and cutting branches off of trees and placing them down before him as well, that he'd have a pathway of promise to ride into the city. And so he entered into the city for the very last time to the shouts of Hosanna. So the disciples were with him, so were the large crowds of people that were gathered around that had been following him from place to place, and an abundance of children were there. And the people began to shout the same words that we would cry out today, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Now, if you were walking to Jerusalem down that same road where pilgrims today are walking that road, experiencing Palm Sunday in that particular location, you would discover that the road that leads up to Jerusalem from Bethesda has kind of a bend in it. And so you can't really see the city of Jerusalem until you get right up on top of it. And then all of a sudden you come into the open and you see the big panorama of the city of Jerusalem. Years ago, my friend Dr. David McKenna was with his wife Janet, and they were in the Holy Land for Palm Sunday. And they happened to be staying at a little hotel on the Mount of Olives. And they were sitting out on their veranda one morning eating breakfast when all of a sudden they heard some noise and some commotion out across the way. And they couldn't figure out what it was. And during that time, there had been a lot of upheaval in the nation of Israel. So they were wondering if maybe there was a problem going on. But the innkeeper came and assured them that it wasn't a problem at all. In fact, what they were hearing were the shouts of pilgrims who were making their way along that road from Jericho to Jerusalem. And they had just arrived at that point where they could see the city, and they were shouting, Hosanna. In just a few moments, those same pilgrims were right there under their veranda, right there under their balcony, and they were singing shouts of praise, and as they entered the east gate of the city, one last final Hosanna. Hosanna is a great word, isn't it? We don't use it very often, except on Palm Sunday. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna is just a word of praise. It simply means save us or redeem us or protect us, restore us. And so Jesus entered into Jerusalem under that banner, a banner of restoration. And he started his journey that was going to take him through the next 7 days, the next 168 hours of his life, the last days of his earthly journey. Isn't it interesting that every time there's a last experience, there's also a first experience that follows? Every last experience becomes a doorway to something new, some new opportunity. And so Jesus, as he made himself available to us, all the things that happened throughout Holy Week, all of them were for you and for me, for all of humanity. They were a gift of grace. They were his willingness, his desire to give his own life that others might have life and have it abundantly. And so he started something very fresh and very new for us. And so what was the last experience for his life became the starting line for our journey of faith. Now, I don't know what the Lord has in store for you over this Holy Week season, but I do know this: God is absolutely faithful. And as you make yourself available to the Lord, God will bless you, and will bless you in remarkable ways, because the gift that Jesus offers to us is not just the gift of Hosanna that we might be able to shout on Palm Sunday. It literally is the gift of Hosanna that says, restore us. It's the gift of restoration. It's the gift of salvation. It's the gift of hope. I don't know what God has in store for you during this Holy Week, but I know this: God is eternally faithful. And as we make ourselves available, God will add an incredible blessing. Will you pray with me? Lord, together on this day, we simply bow before you, and we trust in you that you will rise and we will celebrate. But we know that before we get to that incredible gift of celebration, we have some difficult days to think about. We have Thursday. We have Friday. But ultimately, we have Sunday and the gift of restoration and resurrection. Lord God, we pray that you would use this week in our lives as we make ourselves open and available to you. Receive our gift of faith and bless our journey. In Jesus' name, amen.